And welcome to another week of Truth Hurts Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We are at the start of another week. Wow. By the end of this week, we're going to be halfway through June. And this month, of course, marks halfway through 2007. Unbelievable. I don't know what the time goes. It's going to officially be summer here in another week and a half or so. Hopefully the weather's nice where you're at. It's not too bad here. It's not humid. The sun's out. Gotta love it. Good news for the Brown family, Ed and his wife up in New Hampshire. At least for now, anyway, the feds have backed off. The federal mafia hitmen there have decided that because they've gotten too much attention, they're in the spotlight, they're backing away. That's interesting, isn't it? Because I'd like to put us in the spotlight with the little cameras everywhere, but we've turned the tables on them, put them in the spotlight, and now they're not so likely to commit their crime, at least not now. That's not to say, unfortunately, that they're not going to regroup and try again at a later date. I hate to say it, but most likely that is what they'll do. But at least for now, they've got some time allotted them. Let's hope that, you know, that is the end of it. But you know, you never know. Who knows? You know, they love this. They'll probably let months go by. They won't hear a thing. Maybe years. They won't hear a thing. It's just a little psychological war game that they play with people. Anyway, let me go through a few quick announcements here. Then we're going to go to our guest. Got a very good guest today. She's the editor of Raw Story, Larissa Alexandrovna. So she's kind of the female version of Brad Friedman that we had on Friday. So should be a very interesting show. We're going to be talking about some of her latest articles that she's had. You know, she, for those of you that have not been to her website, you might want to check that out, rawstory.com. She specializes in exposing the criminal activities of this administration, and she's been pretty busy. Lots of criminal activities to expose. But before we go to her, into the next break, let me just go over some quick announcements. Once again, guys, the pledge drive is still going on. We're asking that you call in with whatever you can, whatever you can offer to help us out here to keep this network going, to keep these great shows on the air. You can do so by calling 800-724-2719, hitting extension 116. After 6 p.m. Central, it's extension 115. Again, 800-724-2719, extension 116. After 6 p.m. Central, extension 115. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can donate through PayPal. Or you can send your check or money order to the new RBN office address. Note, this is a new address. RBN has moved. It's now 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. Again, that's RBN, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Also, guys, we're still offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Excellent way to share with friends, family, neighbors, this fiasco called the New World Order, how they've brought it about through our fraudulent central banking system, the scandalous graduating income tax fraud, how they're exploiting us as worker bees, sucking one-third of our paycheck out of our pockets every week to help fund their enslavement scam. They're using our money to enslave us. Of course, by taking our money, that makes us slaves to begin with. But they're using that money to help fund their New World Disorder scam. Using your money to pay for this massive global tyranny that they're setting up. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Miss Alexandrovna from rawstory.com. What it's done to me. Lose the love I knew.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. We're going to be having Larissa Alexandrovna up here, hopefully soon. I just got word from the studio that this does happen from time to time. Just got the answering machine, so hopefully we'll get that resolved. We'll get her up on here soon. I didn't think I needed to call it a reminder. Usually guests will ask me, you know, to do that if they think they might forget. I didn't get that indication from her, so hopefully she will be on here soon. But anyway, I wanted to remind listeners, if you want to read either of my two books, or actually I've got four up there now. I'm going to be having more as time goes on. My two main books as far as politics goes is the two books are The New World Disorder and Piercing the Fog of 9/11, both of which are heavily documented, tons of references, literally hundreds. I've got about 600 references for the New World Disorder book, about 500 for the Piercing the Fog of 9/11. And it's all right there, facts on file, right at your fingertips. I tried to word it in such a way that it's not a bunch of fluff, in fact, no fluff. Just bare facts. With the turning of every page, you're just getting, you know, inundated with information. There's no fillers in either of these books. I tried to get as much information crammed in the fewest amount of words as possible, collecting some of the best resources, best quotes, best information to prove that there is a conspiracy for world government, to prove that 9/11 was a fraud. So both of these books are available, along with a couple others that I wrote back in my theology major days. And because of books like that, of course, there was no place for me as a theologian, as a minister. You just don't get a job as a minister when you tell the truth. Isn't that interesting? I often tell people when they ask me, oh, you were a theology major? How come you didn't go into the ministry? And I always respond with, because I was too honest. And it's true. It's true. You only get a job in the ministry if you're not honest, or if you're just incredibly ignorant. But, you know, should you discover those lumps under the rug after getting hired, you'll find yourself in the unemployment line very quick unless you shed your conscience. Pretty pathetic, guys, but that's how it works. You think politics is corrupt? I got news for you. These boys got them beat. Nothing worse than corruption in a religious institution that professes to be the arbiters of truth, standing up for God. It's so disgusting. But you want to talk about a conspiracy? Organized religion is the biggest conspiracy of all. And anybody doubts that, I welcome you to call me in. Try to prove me wrong. You know, I hate to upset your cozy little world, but that's just reality. Organized religion is a fraud. I'll be doing a couple shows on that in the future, or at least one anyway. It might take a couple to go through all the points, but one of these days I'll provide you the legal and biblical proof of that. I'll prove it biblically and legally. The organized religion not only is a fraud, but could not possibly be anything else but a fraud because of the way it's set up. Anyway, the call-in number, you want to debate me on that, 800-313-9443. Or if you have questions later for our guest, if she makes it on, hopefully she will, 800-313-9443. So if you want to get either of those books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 or The New World Disorder, and or any of my religious ramblings, the two books I have up now are Church Inc., which deals with that very issue, by the way. Exposing organized religion as a fraud. In fact, that book is the more detailed analysis of what I'll be covering on the show at some point, exposing the corruption of organized religion and what a fraud it is. And the other book is called Does God Destroy? It answers one of the greatest theological puzzles of all time. Why is it that God seems so angry and vengeful in the Old Testament, yet in the New Testament seems so loving and endearing? You know, you must conclude either that he's schizophrenic, which is the way he's portrayed in most churches today, or that he's been misunderstood in the Old Testament. There's something else going on that we've missed, and that he's actually not an angry God who says, do what I say or else. I've found the key to answering that question, and that's in the book, Does God Destroy? Anyway, you can get any of those or all of those books by going to lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And the best way to find them is to just search for them by my name, Charles Giuliani. And again, that's spelled G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. That will bring the page up with all four of the books I've got there. And of course, like I said, as time goes on, I'll be having more. I've got a total of 20 books I've written over the years. When time permits, it hasn't permitted lately, but when time permits, I'll be adding more of them as we go along. Anyway, and not all the rest of the books are of a religious nature. I've got some other interesting stuff. In fact, I'll be covering that here on RBN at some point. My alternative views of ancient history. Very interesting stuff, guys. And I've got a book called An Alternative View of the Distant Past, which eventually I'll have up on Lulu as well. Although that will just have the text. It won't have the pictures. If anyone's interested in getting that edition with the pictures, I'll let you know at a later date how you can do that. That's much more interesting. In fact, this book's going to have literally hundreds of pictures. It's fascinating. It covers ancient technology. You'd be amazed what the ancients were capable of doing. In fact, their technology at least equaled our own today, if not having rivaled it. In fact, I'd argue it did rival it because they were able to do things we cannot reproduce today, like haul multi-hundred ton blocks of stone up the sides of mountains that were quarried up and over the sides, the other side of another mountain range, across a river, through a jungle. You know, today you have Tiwanaku, for example, in the mountains of Bolivia, thousands of feet above sea level. You can't even breathe up there hardly today. And yet there are these huge cities that were constructed from blocks, again, that were hauled up and over the side of another mountain, up this mountain in the Andes, you know, across a river. How do they do that? They can't do that today, folks, with all their high-tech toys, you know, cranes and whatnot, bulldozers. They cannot move boulders that size, blocks of stone that size, let alone up the mountain, especially in that environment where, again, you can't even breathe there today. You know, some have argued, oh, well, those mountains probably rose up since the time those things were built. Well, there's no doubt. Those mountains probably did gain altitude. They were pushed up somewhat, but not that much since they were built, because, first of all, you can put a level on any one of those blocks, and it's still perfectly level. You know, if those mountains were raised up significantly, they would not have, the buildings would not have maintained their level status in doing so. Do you see what I'm saying? They were built essentially at the height that they are today. So, you know, I'll be talking about things like that in future shows, how the ancients were well aware of the Americas long before Columbus. In fact, the whole globe was explored in ancient times, including Antarctica. There's ancient maps that show Antarctica, which wasn't discovered, or should I say rediscovered, until modern times, 1819, as a matter of fact. The ancients were not only aware of Antarctica's existence, but it depicts Antarctica without an ice cap. Obviously, these maps date back to ancient times. Matter of fact, we have these maps preserved to us from composite maps that were made in the 16th century, 14th and 15th and 16th century, all of which were drawn up from old maps that were still extant then but are no longer with us today. But we know the maps that they were drawn from had to be authentic because, again, they accurately portray the coastal outlines of South America, Antarctica, which weren't even known at that time. Anyway, but again, what's so interesting is it shows Antarctica without an ice cap. This has to be of very ancient origin. And it even shows mountain ranges and riverbeds that we now know exist. With the advent of satellite technology, they have been able to pierce through the ice sheet, in some cases 2 miles thick. And sure enough, the mountain ranges depicted on the map are there underneath the beds of ice. The riverbeds are there underneath the beds of ice. So these maps are not fake. They couldn't possibly be. How could they have known that these riverbeds were there in the 16th century? How could they have known Antarctica was there? It was not known at that time. You see what I'm saying? These maps are authentic, guys, and they show that the ancients were very much aware of global-scale geography. But, of course, when you attend any mainstream university today and get your Ph.D., they will have you indoctrinated with the idea that the ancients were too ignorant. They were not capable of traversing across the Atlantic and or the Pacific, and they were only aware of their immediate surroundings. Just totally ridiculous. What a fraud. Truth is, you don't have to be an expert seaman, and the ancients were, but you don't have to be an expert seaman to cross the Atlantic and or the Pacific to reach the Americas from the Old World, because there are actual natural trade winds that will carry you across the oceans to the Americas without even having to try. Put your sails up and you catch the trade winds and bang, you're going to be carried right across effortlessly. You can take a nap on the deck while you're carried across. And yet they want us to believe that, oh, no, it wasn't possible. No, they couldn't have done it. There's no exception to that rule. The Americas were totally isolated, except for a few people that crossed over the land bridge, the Bering Strait. What nonsense. What absolute ridiculous nonsense. What an insult to the intelligence and integrity of the ancients, who had every bit as much the brain capacity, probably more so, than modern man. So, again, that's some of the examples of stuff I'll be covering on future shows. You know, advanced technology. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff the ancients had. Anyway, guys, hopefully we're going to get Miss Alexandrovna here after the break. If not, well, I'll just bore you with another one of my rants. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Yeah, I guess Miss Alexandrovna there, possibly what might have happened is the time zone thing. This actually happened once before. I had Jim Fetzer scheduled, and he forgot about the time zone. And he wound up, it was another show I do for 2 hours, and he wound up coming on the second hour, figuring he was on time, and, that does happen. I'm not sure exactly where she's at. I hope she's not in California. if that's the case, I definitely won't have her on today. 3 hour time difference. If she somehow doesn't make it on today for whatever reason, I'm going to definitely reschedule her because she's a very interesting guest. Certainly want to have her on. Well, I think I'm going to have to make sure I call tomorrow for our guest. Remind him ahead of time so this doesn't happen again. We probably should do this, especially where I booked these people several weeks ago. I think I'm going to have to make a point to do that tonight. Tomorrow's guest is Rodney Stitch, and I'm going to make sure it's Rodney Stitch. I'll be calling him later. For those of you that don't know him, he's written quite a few books, very interesting books. One is called America Defrauded. He had formerly worked for the FAA as an inspector, making sure that planes were ready to fly, didn't have any defects or whatever, any rust spots, you name it. And he points out that a great many plane crashes over the years have been the result. Most of them, he said, very, very few have been the exception to this rule. Most of them have been the result of either A, deliberate sabotage, or B, just absolute careless neglect. And he proves that quite well in his book. The thing's huge. It's an encyclopedia of corruption. It's not just the FAA. You know, that was his area of expertise. You know, he had direct hands-on information about it because he worked for them. But he branches off into other areas as well and shows all kinds of, you know, corruption that's gone on through the years. So that's a really good book. So I'll make sure he's on tomorrow. I think from now on I'm going to have to do this, especially when I book way in advance. I'm going to have to call the guests and confirm. It's kind of a bummer. But anyway, yeah, I don't want to spoil all the surprises. I was talking about my book, An Alternative View of the Distant Past, and in future shows I'm going to go over some of the things in detail. But you'll be amazed at some of the stuff that I've uncovered over the years pertaining to that. I not only deal with advanced technology, I talk about the early Earth having been essentially a paradise as compared to our current environment. Something happened to upset that. There was a colossal, grand-scale flood. And you don't have to be a believer in the Bible to know that. There's all kinds of physical evidence. The fossil record proves that. In fact, every ancient culture on the planet, hundreds of them from around the world, have legends of this colossal disaster in the distant past, a massive global-scale flood. And that's what wiped out this early paradisical environment of the Earth, that there was a year-round warm planting season. You didn't have extremes of cold and hot. The Earth's axis wasn't tilted. There was this greenhouse effect. The atmosphere was much different. And we know that from the fossil record. They've extracted samples of air from amber, which is fossilized tree sap. Under laboratory controlled conditions, they extracted air from bubbles and found out that, yeah, there was a much higher concentration of oxygen in the early atmosphere. And given that factor, in the laboratory, they've actually grown plants and certain animal species to a much larger size, and these plants and animals had a much longer lifespan than what is currently possible in our current atmosphere of much less oxygen content. Now, that's interesting because we know from the fossil record that a lot of species that are still alive today were much larger. We also have ancient legends that talk about giants that lived in the earth. The Bible mentions giants in the earth in ancient times. In fact, the Bible, as well as a lot of other ancient legends from around the world, talk about man living much longer, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times as long as he currently does. And they've proven this in the lab. They've grown, again, plants and animals in biosphere chambers, compressed, you know, oxygenated chambers with compressed air, you know, of a higher concentration. And sure enough, the plants and animals grew much bigger, just like in the fossil record, and lived much longer. So this idea that, oh, that's just a fairy tale, people living hundreds of years old, and, well, apparently not. They've proven it in the lab. Animal haven't put people in there yet to do that. But I don't see any people volunteering to want to live in there for a couple hundred years, but but, you know, since this has worked with plants and several animal species, yeah, it looks like that this idea of longevity before this flood catastrophe is a scientific one after all. It's not fairy tale. It's not some crazy outlandish idea. So, you know, that's a sampling of some of the things I'll be talking about in future shows. Very interesting. When you step outside the box and stop letting yourself be controlled by mainstream academia, or should I say intimidated, that's really what it is, and you start looking outside the box, thinking outside the box, basically trashing everything you've been told and start from scratch, you discover that not everything you've been told is garbage, of course. They have to mix a little truth in with the lies, but essentially, overall, we've been lied to, guys, about a whole lot of things, and how liberating it is, how fascinating it is when you uncover these things. The world's a much more fascinating place than academia wants you to believe. Anyway, heading into another break here, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Still as yet, I've not gotten a hold of Miss Alexandrovna. That's a tongue twister. Yeah, my guess is if she's going to make it at all today, it'll probably be the second hour. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to reschedule. It's kind of a bummer. I was looking forward to that. You know, I was assuming that she knew because Brad Blog, I know who's a close friend of hers, mentioned it on Friday that he knew she was coming on. So I was assuming that, you know, he had talked to her and she hadn't forgotten. But, oh, well, anyways, the show goes on. So, yeah, I was talking about this alternative view of the distant past. I don't know if I'm boring you guys with this. I love this stuff. I find it absolutely fascinating. And it's good to get a break away from politics once in a while. Actually, I prefer to talk about this over politics. I can't stand politics. I hate it. But how can you not talk about it? This world is in such trouble. You have to. You got to expose this stuff because they got us pushed to the edge of the cliff, guys, and they intend to push us off unless we wake people up. Anyway, but yeah, catching our breath and taking focus off of that for a while. Thought I'd ramble about this for a little bit here. And like I said, on a future show, I'm going to go into the details of this. It's absolutely fascinating when you see the consistency that exists in ancient documents, ancient legends, ancient texts of all sorts from all over the world that testify to this same thing, of this calamity that disrupted a paradisical environment that the Earth had before the calamity. No matter where you look, you know, whether it's North America, Central America, you know, the indigenous peoples of the Americas, whether it's the ancient Babylonians, the Sumerians, the Egyptians, all these ancient peoples, and, you know, I'll bring this out when I go over this in detail sometime, reading quotes from specific ancient texts, it's astonishing the similarity that exists. And, you know, mainstream academia totally ignores these ancient records. You know, they'll say, oh, it's a bunch of folklore and there's a bunch of nonsensical hyperbole in there. And, well, there is. Yeah, of course. All ancient cultures kind of mystified their ancient history when they talked about their ancient forefathers. Yeah, they talked about, you know, flying monkeys and they had all added all kinds of colorful little doodads in there. But nevertheless, there is an element of truth that runs through all of these documents, and you're selling yourself short to ignore this stuff. When you learn to read between the lines and skip through the obvious fancy tale, you know, fancy fairy tale aspects of it, when you learn to pick out the truthful aspects, there is this amazing pattern that emerges, and you're not going to get it elsewhere. You're not going to find out what happened in ancient times unless you do pay attention to these documents. Learn to look at the similarities between them and say, okay, wait a minute now. Yeah, you know, this stuff is obviously exaggeration, you know, fairy tale. But, in, you know, after you remove all of that, look what you're left with here. They're all telling the same story, that the earth was a paradise, that man did live longer. He did grow to larger growth size. He did live in a paradise. You know, the world was uniformly warm at one time. And we have evidence that the world has tilted. You know, the axis of the earth has been knocked off, which is why we now have, you know, extremes of cold and hot, winter and summer. Something has happened, and all of these disruptions have caused man's, and indeed all plant and animal life, pretty much, lifespans to severely drop, except for trees, by the way. Isn't that interesting? For some reason, trees still continue to live an incredibly long time, especially when we talk about, you know, the California redwoods, for example. I mean, some of those suckers have been around for 4,000 or 5,000 years. I wonder why that is, why trees seem to be basically immortal, but the rest of us have, you know, relatively short lifespans. I have no idea. But, you know, there was this time that all ancient legends refer to when everybody, everything, all plants, all animals, lived an incredibly long time. By the way, one of the tests that was done growing plants and animals in a hyperbaric chamber, as it's called, you know, a chamber where the oxygen is concentrated and the tank is lead-lined to filter out harmful radiation from the sun, which is what is believed the ancient Earth's environment did. You know, its atmosphere had a... it was much more dense. It had more, well, you know, a lot of the ancients talk about this water canopy. It was either water ice crystals or vapor or perhaps even liquid water that surrounded the outside of the atmosphere. Probably not too thick, but thick enough where it filtered out harmful radiation. That would have also contributed to longevity before this flood disaster. And what caused the flood? Well, that's common sense. It was an asteroid impact. The ancients talked about that as well. As a matter of fact, gee, I'm all over the map here, but now that I'm off on this tangent, I got to finish this. If you want to know what the source was for the asteroid that struck the Earth, it's the same source, guys, that caused asteroid impacts all over the solar system. Everywhere you look, with all the planetary exploration craft that have explored almost the whole solar system, in fact, to date, the only planet, quote-unquote, that hasn't been explored yet is Pluto, which is due to be reached by a probe now heading that way. In 2015, it'll reach there. Of course, Pluto technically isn't even a planet. In fact, it's been officially demoted. It's basically a large asteroidal or cometary-type body. But anyway, so, you know, that being the case, actually all the planets now have been closely photographed. Voyager gave us the first real close glimpses of Jupiter and its moons, Saturn and its moons, Uranus, Neptune, and their moons. But what we have found, no matter where we look throughout the solar system, is that every single solid body, everywhere in the solar system, is literally plastered with craters. Every square mile has you know, at least one sizable crater. Usually dozens of craters, hundreds of craters in some cases. There's virtually not a single piece of real estate you can point out on any planet or moon in the solar system that has not been bombarded in the distant past by comets and or asteroids. Scientists refer to this period as the Great Bombardment, when there was a bunch of debris floating around. There's still debris floating around today. You know, we've got the asteroid belt and several asteroid belts, actually, but the main one being between Mars and Jupiter. We still have debris floating around, but impacts are relatively rare. We don't really see craters being formed that much today. There was a big impact back in 94, as some of you might remember, with Jupiter. A comet broke up and struck the planet, and you could actually see it from Earth. It was the equivalent of, you know, a couple hundred megatons of probably like half a dozen nuclear bombs going off at once. If that hit Earth, we'd be in a lot of trouble. But anyway, so, you know, impacts do happen, but they're very rare, very infrequent. But we know in the past they were happening much more frequently. And, you know, scientists explain this as, oh, that was back at the beginning of the formation of the solar system. There was all this debris from the accretion of the planets that was floating around. Well, that's one theory, but I have another one, and I think it makes much better sense than theirs. In fact, I think there's theories out there that make a lot better sense than anything that's offered by mainstream academia. These theories are a joke, guys. When you put them under close scrutiny, a good many of them, most of them, just crumble to dust. And that's as true in science as it is in any other area. Anyway, it could just as easily be argued that this great bombardment period took place when there was a planet that had exploded between Mars and Jupiter, probably due to an impact from material that wandered from outside the solar system, maybe due to a supernova explosion or something. A piece of this star that had exploded collided with a planet that once existed between Mars and Jupiter. More and more people are jumping aboard with that, quote, theory. I don't think it's a theory at all. I think it's a fact. When you look between the planets Mars and Jupiter today, there's a huge gap. Technically, there should be a planet there. All the other planets are evenly spaced except between Mars and Jupiter. You have this big, big gap. And instead of a planet, what you see is a bunch of floating debris, orbiting debris called the asteroid belt. It's the main, you know, the main asteroid belt. And scientists say, oh, no, that wasn't a planet because there isn't much material there. There isn't enough to make a planet. Well, of course not. If you gather all that material together, it probably would amount to about one-tenth the size of Earth. But that doesn't disprove the theory that there was a planet there. Obviously, most of the material was thrown violently throughout the solar system and impacted, you know, everybody in the solar system, making all the craters that we see today. Most of the debris flew well beyond the confines of its previous orbit. But some of the debris inevitably stayed there and continues to orbit as the asteroid belt today. I collect meteorites myself, which for the most part originate from the asteroid belt. And it's very interesting. Asteroids, or I should say meteorites, come in three main categories. You have what are called stony meteorites. You have iron meteorites, and then stony iron meteorites. Doesn't take too much common sense to put two and two together here, folks. The iron meteorites obviously represent the former core of this exploded planet. As a matter of fact, the iron meteorites, if you cut them and etch them in acid, they produce a crisscross crystalline pattern called the Windmanstätten pattern. This is known by scientists to be produced by this. It's actually, they call them iron meteorites. They're actually a mixture. It's an alloy of iron and nickel. But scientists believe that this nickel-iron material was once exposed to tremendous heat and pressure. That's what caused these crystals to form crisscross like that. It was a lot of heat and pressure. Again, substantiating this theory that these iron or nickel-iron meteorites represent the core of this now extinct planet. It was subjected to tremendous heat and pressure. It was in the core of the planet where it suffered, you know, tremendous heat and pressure, causing it to crystallize like that. Then when you come to the stony meteorites, that is the meteorites that are made mostly of stone, silicate materials and such, that represents the crust of this exploded planet. And when you have the stony iron meteorites, those are meteorites that are made of roughly 50-50, half stone and half iron or nickel iron, that would represent the mantle or the transition between the rocky crust and the iron core. So there you have it. The meteorites that fall to Earth today are pieces of this once exploded planet that existed between Mars and Jupiter. And when this disaster occurred, when this planet exploded, pieces were flung throughout the solar system. A massive chunk struck the Earth, knocked it off its axis, disrupted its whole environment, caused the current extremes of cold and hot that we called winter and summer, you know, the seasons. And but you guys, this explains so much. This is why we see, no matter where we look on Earth, ancient cylindrical structures like Stonehenge, which were aligned with the cardinal points and were used as calendars to measure the movements of the stars. They built them out of such extremely heavy stone materials so that they would last for generations and generations, so that their children and grandchildren could continue to use them and rely on them as faithful, reliable, accurate clocks and calendars to know when to plant, when to reap, to know when the winter season was coming, to start, you know, storing up food and preparing your shelter to survive the cold. This wasn't necessary before the flood, this asteroid impact catastrophe, because the environment was globally warm. We know this because we have found, for example, frozen mammoths in the Arctic. In fact, when they died in the process of eating their last meal. They found these mammoths preserved so well that the meat is still edible. Some dog sled teams in the early or mid-19th century that went up into the Russian tundra actually fed their dogs some of this frozen mammoth meat. Anyway, some of them were frozen in standing positions. They didn't even fall to the ground. They were buried in muck from the flood. You know, the floodwaters just instantly buried them and froze them in an instant, because in the northern latitudes, the temperature suddenly dropped from a pleasant 80 to 90 degrees. They were in a subtropical environment. The buttercups they found in their mouths that they were in the process of chewing, didn't even have time to swallow their last bite before they died, only grow today in subtropical regions. So these northern latitudes in Siberia and in northern Alaska were once semi-tropical, very warm, temperate climates. Anyway, so, you know, we also find in Antarctica fossil leaves of plants that, again, grow in the tropics today. So we know that the Earth was universally warm at one time. We know that it has tilted. You know, there's tons of evidence for that. You know, in future shows, like I said, when I go through the details of this, I'll show you the documentation. And mainstream science does not deny this. They know that that's a fact, that the Earth has tilted. In fact, they know the Earth has tilted on several occasions. But the major one occurred, of course, at the time of this flood catastrophe. It disrupted everything. It turned the Earth basically from a heaven-like environment to a hellish environment with these extreme hostile climates. And by the way, this explains, if you ask me, why we see so many primitive cultures like Neanderthal living in caves. It's not that Neanderthal was ignorant, ape-like. Neanderthal man was doing anything any human being would do today if struck by a similar crisis, a similar catastrophe. Our modern conveniences would be gone overnight. Society as we know it would be destroyed. You wouldn't have the capacity to distribute goods and services like we do. The whole infrastructure of society would be completely wiped off the map. We would be reduced back to the Stone Age, if you will. And in the wake of this catastrophe, the survivors would have to, you know, look for resources all over again. The world's surface would be completely reworked. Nobody would know, the map would be completely done over. Geography would be reworked. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody would know where the United States used to be. The United States would be wiped off the map. There would be new landforms that would be formed, new islands, everything. You'd start from scratch. All the vegetation would be stripped off. You'd have to wait for, you know, plant life to regrow. You wouldn't have the resources to build a home. You'd have to find some caves to dwell in until you could start to replenish and rebuild society. They had to start from scratch. This is why we had these primitives. They weren't ignorant. In fact, they found very complicated stone paintings on these cave walls. Like in France, for example, Scientists are forced to admit that the artistry that's seen on these cave walls is of a very complicated nature. These were not dumb ape-like brutes, okay? This is the garbage that they want to shove down your throat, guys, just to conform to the prevailing theory of evolution. That's all it is. Now, you know, I'm not even going to argue, you know, evolution, whether it's, you know, legitimate or not. I'm simply telling you that, you know, you don't have to view things the way that they've told us. There's other ways of looking at things that not only make just as much sense, but if you ask me, more sense. They just have the little bias they want to force things to conform with and force you to conform with. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. So getting back onto this rant here. I hope you guys are finding this somewhat interesting. I think it's absolutely fascinating. You know, this is what I'm going to be doing from time to time, is sharing alternative views on a lot of different things. Like, you know, again, not just politics. I've looked into a lot of different subjects. I have a lot of different interests. And I found out every time I've done that, you know, it makes more sense, guys, to read the off-the-beaten-track books, the heretical books, the books written by people who have been blackballed in their various fields. You're going to get a much greater reward and find out things that are far more interesting and make more sense than what is offered in mainstream academia. It's incredible the lies we're told. You know, Most professors out there are just modern witch doctors that have people in bondage. And, you know, they intimidate people into listening to them and not looking into things for themselves simply by calling them, academic heretics. Oh, you're crazy! Because you don't conform to the status quo. Well, the heck with the status quo. I mean, come on, they've done this all through the centuries. Look at the Dark Ages. You know, you were not only called crazy, you were burned at the stake if you questioned the status quo. And not just religious dogma either, you know, scientific dogma. You had to believe the Earth is flat. Even though most scientists knew the Earth was not flat, to keep their jobs, they had to go along with the game. And do you think it's any different today? No, it isn't. It's the same. It's the same old thing. Different lies, but same game. Anyway, so getting back to this flood thing, check this out. Mars also suffered a flood in the distant past. This is something that has been hotly debated for a long time now amongst Mars geologists. But now the tide has been turning. In fact, most scientists now agree that Mars did suffer. I mean, the pictures that are now coming back, much higher resolution than anything we've seen before. You know, we've got the Mars rovers now that are sending back on a daily basis more and more and more evidence that, you know, that Mars once had a lot of running water. As a matter of fact, one of the rovers' opportunity, it's now emerged. Scientists have admitted that, and they didn't even realize this at the time, but looking back over pictures that, you know, that opportunity took like a year and a half ago, it turns out that it took pictures of small little puddles of water. And, you know, the idea has been, nope, liquid water on Mars is absolutely impossible, at least today. Maybe in the distant past, yeah, it happened. The atmosphere must have been more dense, but liquid water could not exist on Mars today. So that's why they overlooked these pictures. But now that they're pouring back over the data, they're like, son of a gun, we had a puddle of water right in front of us, and we didn't explore it more closely. But Mars, yes, they have photographed puddles of water on Mars. You know, in some areas on Mars, near the equator, it gets around 70 degrees in the summertime. That's certainly warm enough for liquid water. And when the water is highly brackish, containing a lot of dissolved minerals, yeah, it could maintain a liquid form. And that's exactly what we have here. Most of the water on Mars today, or most of the water that used to exist on Mars, pound for pound, ounce for ounce, Mars actually had more water, scientists are estimating now, than what Earth does today, ratio-wise. More water than Earth does today. They believe that a good deal of it has probably since evaporated into space, but a lot of it still exists on Mars, frozen at the poles, frozen underground, and locked up in minerals, hydrated minerals. Hence the red color of Mars. It's oxidation of iron, guys. What do you think Mars gets its red color from? Anyways, going on another break. I'm hoping our guest will be here the next hour, but if not, I'll bore you some more with my ancient history ramblings. Hopefully you don't get bored. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth.